This is the Sakar Merli of the 27th of September 2024. Essence, sweet children, all of you have to make effort to have remembrance. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember me, the Father, and I will liberate you from all sins. Question: what is the place for all to attain salvation, the importance of which the whole world will come to know? Answer: the land of Abu is the place for everyone to attain salvation. Besides the words Brahma Kumaris, you can write on the board in brackets, "This is the most elevated pilgrimage place." Everyone in the whole world will receive salvation here. The bestower of salvation for all, the Father, and Adam, Brahma, sit here and grant salvation to everyone. Adam means a human being. Neither is he a deity, nor can he be called God. Om Shanti. Double Om Shanti, because one is from the Father and the other is from Dada. There are both souls. That one is the Supreme Soul, and this one is a soul. That one gives you the aim, "I am a resident of the Supreme Abode." This one also says the same. The Father says Om Shanti, and this one also says Om Shanti. You children too say Om Shanti. That is, we are souls, residents of the land of peace. Here you have to sit apart, not touching one another. You must not touch the person you are sitting next to, because there is the difference of night and day in each one's stage and yoga. Some stay in remembrance very well, whereas others don't have any remembrance at all. So those who don't have any remembrance at all are sinful souls, tamopratan, whereas those who have remembrance become charitable souls, satopratan. There is a lot of difference. Although you may be living together at home, there is a difference. This is why there are devilish names in the Bhagavad that are remembered. These refer to this time. The Father sits here and explains to you children, these are the divine activities that are remembered on the path of devotion. You wouldn't remember anything in the Golden Age. You will have forgotten everything. It is only at this time that the Father gives you these teachings. You will have completely forgotten this in the Golden Age. Then in the Copper Age they write the scriptures, etc., and try to teach Raj Yoga. However, they cannot teach Raj Yoga. It is only when the Father comes here personally that he teaches it to you. You know how the Father teaches you Raj Yoga. Then, after 5,000 years, he will say the same again, sweetest spiritual children. Neither can human beings say this to another human being, nor can deities say it to deities. It is only the spiritual Father who says this to you spiritual children. Once you have played your parts, you will then play your parts again after 5,000 years, because you will have then come down the ladder. You now have the secrets of the beginning, middle and end in your intellects. You know that that is the land of peace, that it is the supreme abode. We souls of all different religions reside there, number-wise, in the incorporeal world. You can see how the stars are up there. You cannot see anything else there. There isn't anything up above. There is just the element of Brahm. Here you are standing on the earth. This is the field of action. You come here, adopt bodies and perform actions. The father has explained, when you receive the inheritance from me, your actions become neutral for 21 births, because there is no kingdom of Ravan there. That is the godly kingdom that God is now establishing. He continues to explain to you children, remember Shiv Baba, and you can become the masters of heaven. Shiv Baba established heaven. So remember Shiv Baba and the land of happiness. First of all, remember the land of peace, and you will also remember the cycle. You children forget this, and so you have to be reminded over and over again. O sweetest children, consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father, and your sins will be burnt away. He promises, if you stay in remembrance, I will liberate you from your sins. The Father alone is the purifier, the almighty authority. He is called the World Almighty Authority. He knows the beginning, middle and end of the whole world. He knows all of the Vedas and scriptures, etc. And that is why he says, there is no essence in them. There is no essence in the Gita either. Even though it is the jewel of all scriptures, the mother and father, the rest are its children. Similarly, there is first of all Prajapita Brahma, and the rest are all you children. Prajapita Brahma is called Adam, the first man. Adam means a human being, Admi. He is a human being, and so he cannot be called a deity. Adam is the first human being. Devotees call Brahma, Adam, a deity. The father sits here and explains to you that Adam means a human being. He is neither a deity nor God. Lakshmi and Narayan are deities. There is deityism in paradise. That is the new world. That is the wonder of the world. All the rest are the wonders of Maya. The wonders of Maya come into existence after the Copper Age begins. The godly wonder is heaven, which is established by the Father alone. It is now being established. No one knows the value of the Diwala temple. People go on pilgrimages, and this is the best pilgrimage place. You write Brahma Kumaris Ishwarya Vishwar Videlay Mount Abu. So you should also write in brackets the most elevated pilgrimage place. Because you know that it is here that everyone receives salvation. No one else knows this. So just as the Gita is the jewel of all scriptures, so too, the greatest of all pilgrimage places is Abu. Then, when people read it, their attention will be drawn. This is the greatest pilgrimage place of all pilgrimage places in the world, where the Father sits and grants salvation to everyone. There are many pilgrimage places. They even consider the memorial place of Gandhi to be a pilgrimage place. Everyone goes there and offers flowers, etc. They don't know anything at all. You children know this, and so, while sitting here, you should have a lot of happiness in your hearts. We are establishing heaven. The Father now says, consider yourselves to be souls and remember me. This study is very easy. It doesn't cost you anything. Did it cost your mama even a single penny? She studied without spending even a penny and became so clever that she claimed number one. She became a Raja Yogini. No one like Mama has emerged. Look, the Father sits here and teaches you souls alone. It will be souls that receive the kingdom. It was souls that lost the kingdom. Such a tiny soul does so much work. The worst work of all is to indulge in vice. Souls play their parts for 84 births. Such a tiny soul has so much power, he rules the whole world. Those deity souls have so much power. Each religion has its own strength. The Christian religion has so much strength. When a soul has strength, he performs actions through a body. It is souls that come here and perform actions on this field of action. There are no bad activities performed there. Souls go onto the path of sin when it becomes the kingdom of Ravan. People say that vices exist all the time. You can tell them that as there is no kingdom of Ravan there, how could there be vices there? There is just the power of yoga. The Raj Yoga of Bharat is very well known. Many people want to learn it, but only you can teach it. No one else can teach it. For example, Maharishi would make so much effort to teach yoga. However, the world doesn't know that it's not possible for Hatha yogis to teach Raja Yoga. So many people go to Chimiyananda. If he said even once that no one except BKs can truly teach the ancient Raja Yoga of Bharat, then that would be enough. However, it isn't the law for that sound to spread now. Not everyone will understand. It requires a lot of effort, and there will also be your praise. At the end, they will say, O Prabhu, O Shiv Baba, your divine activities are wonderful. You now understand that no one apart from you considers the Father to be the Supreme Father, the Supreme Teacher and the Supreme Satguru. Here too, there are many who, while moving along, are harassed by Maya, and so they become completely senseless. The destination is very high. This is a battlefield, and Maya causes a lot of obstacles on it. Many people are making preparations for destruction. You are making effort here to conquer the five vices. You make effort for victory, whereas they make effort for destruction. Both tasks will be accomplished at the same time. There is still time. Our kingdom has not yet been established. Kings and subjects are all still to be created. You claim your inheritance from the Father for half a cycle. However, no one has yet received liberation. Although those people say that so-and-so attained liberation, no one knows where he went when he died. They simply continue to tell lies in that way. You know that those who shed their bodies will definitely take other bodies. They cannot attain eternal liberation. It isn't that a bubble would merge into the water. The Father says all of those scriptures, etc., are the paraphernalia of the path of devotion. You children listen to the Father personally. You eat hot halva. Who eats the hottest halva? Brahma. This one is sitting right next to him. He hears everything immediately and imbibes it, and then he claims a high status. People have visions of this one in paradise and in the subtle region. Here too people see him with their physical eyes. The Father teaches everyone, but then effort is needed to have remembrance. Just as you find it difficult to stay in remembrance, so this one too finds it the same. There is no question of mercy here. The Father says, I have taken this body on loan, and I will settle that account. However, this one also has to make effort to have remembrance. I understand that he is sitting next to me. I remember the Father, and then I forget him. This one has to make the most effort. Maya tested those who were strong Maharatis on the battlefield. There is the example of Hanuman, who was a Mahavira. The stronger you become, the more Maya tests you, and the more storms come. Children write, Baba, this and that happens to me. Baba says all of that will happen. Baba tells you every day, remain cautious. Some are body conscious and they don't tell Baba anything. You are now becoming very wise. When souls become pure, they receive pure bodies. Souls then sparkle so much. First of all, it is the poor who take this knowledge. The Father is also remembered as the Lord of the poor. All the others come later. You understand that it is not possible for them to become brothers until they become brothers and sisters. The children of Prajapita Brahma are brothers and sisters. The Father now explains, consider yourselves to be brothers. This is the final relationship. You will then have to go up above and meet your brothers. Then the new relationships will begin in the Golden Age. There won't be many relatives, such as brothers-in-law, uncles, etc. The relationships there are very few. Later, they continue to increase. The Father now says, do not consider yourselves to be even brothers and sisters, but just brothers. You also have to go beyond name and form. The Father only teaches you brothers, souls. It is when Prajapita Brahma is here that you are brothers and sisters. Sri Krishna himself is just a child. How could he make you all into brothers? These things are not even mentioned in the Gita. This knowledge is completely unique. Everything is fixed in the drama. The part of 1 second cannot be the same as the part of the next second. So many months, days, hours are to pass, and then, 5,000 years later, they will pass by in the same way. Those with small intellects cannot imbibe that much. This is why the Father says, it is very easy to consider yourself to be a soul and remember the unlimited Father. The old world is going to be destroyed. The Father says, I come when it is the confluence age. You were deities. You know that at the time when it was their kingdom, there were no other religions. It is no longer their kingdom, Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdara. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence Vedana 1. It is now the final moments and you have to return home. Therefore, remove your intellect from everyone's name and form. Practice having this awareness. We souls are brothers. Don't become body conscious. 2. There is the difference of day and night between each one's stage and yoga. Therefore, sit separately, not touching one another. In order to become a charitable soul, make effort to have remembrance. Blessing. May you be an enlightened soul and sacrifice your main weaknesses out of love for the Father. Babdada sees that even now, the majority of you has waste thoughts of all the five vices. Enlightened souls also sometimes have arrogance of their virtues and specialities. Each one of you definitely knows your main weakness or your main sanskar. Therefore, to sacrifice that weakness out of love for the Father is the proof of your love. Loving and knowledgeable souls surrender their waste thoughts out of love for the Father. Slogan. Remain stable on the seat of your self-respect and give regard to everyone, and you will thereby become a soul worthy of respect. Om Shanti.